seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do, be the Taylor Swift, Marilyn Manson, you're the kind of friend worth having. When I'm feeling down, you're the one I call, and it's problem solved. Yeah, it's problem solved. Ooh.
Hey.
Hi. I missed you.
I know. I miss you too. And I think every time I contact you, you just think I am trying to get you to record. And that's not true. But I think you think it is.
One time I tried to get you to record. Oh, weird. When you just did something, I lost all audio.
Are you back? Are you centered? Are you in a good place?
The quarantine, I have started cussing during the quarantine.
Have you? Is that what it took?
It did.
A global pandemic?
Yeah.
See, I started in like the fourth grade, so you're a better person than I am.
There we go. What I was going to say about sighing, though, is that I've realized I sigh a lot deeply throughout the day. One time I was sighing deeply in the kitchen. Jonah was out in the living room and said, oh, mom. He just said, oh, mom, I didn't know you were in there. All I did was go, like, oh, mom, you're in the kitchen? Yes.
I am. And you found me again.
You found me again.
So really, how's the quarantine going?
I have very good days and very terrible days. Nothing in between.
Okay.
Which is pretty similar to my personality, I think, in general. Either everything's going great or everything's like really bad. Not that that's true, but that's how I make it out in my mind. Today was a good day. Yesterday was not. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know how to start. Like 5-6 weeks ago, I was laughing at my friend who was telling me that like this was going to be bad and that I should go to the grocery store and stock up. I was like, that is ridiculous. Like, stop listening to the hype on the media. I hate hype in media. Stop listening to it. And like, I've just had to humbly come back to her and bow at her feet and just tell her she was right.
So when was the moment where you were like, hold it, this is a big deal?
When they'd shut school down.
Okay.
It was March 15th, March 16th. It's the day before my birthday. And that's when I knew things were probably serious.
Okay.
So you don't just do that for fun.
Not typically.
No. I do wonder what it would be like to live in other areas. I think I would be more frustrated, honestly, if I lived in an area that wasn't as hit with it as we are in Detroit.
Okay.
I feel like it would feel, the quarantine and the stay at home orders would feel frustrating to me because there wouldn't be as much of a threat in maybe a rural area or.
From what I understand, they're just kind of not doing it.
They're not staying in place.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but it just seems like there's a lot of pockets that are just kind of doing their regular life.
Yeah. So you guys are experiencing all of the shelter in place as well, right? Yes. What's it like in Texas?
Yeah. Like, we don't do anything. But I mean, here's the deal. I still got to go to work. And so I still do all of it. But the rest of my family doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Which was kind of, well, I guess school was different. But your husband was already kind of working from home. So
they brought him home when they closed the schools. It all kind of happened at the same time. So is Detroit like really badly hit? I've heard of like the biggest ones, but not necessarily Detroit. It's pretty bad.
We're number three.
Oh, okay. I've heard of one and two then.
You've heard of
super one duper. Then I stopped listening apparently. Okay, so your husband is he on an ambulance EMT? Is that what he does?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How has that been for you as a wife?
I think there's been different moments of like fear and anxiety. And at first, so the school shut down. I was like, I was going to cuss again because that's like the new me, but I'm not going to do it on this show.
Maybe it's just the quarantine you. Maybe it's going to revert back. Who knows?
Who knows?
We'll have to stay tuned.
I said, oh, shoot, this is real when school canceled. And then I went out and got groceries and Clorox wipes. And then I felt good because my whole family was safe and was at home and we didn't have to go anywhere. Neil was in the academy. So he was hired on for Detroit Ambulance EMT, but he was still in their 10-week training program.
Okay.
But I don't remember when they pulled them out, but there have been so many EMTs and paramedics getting the virus that they've had to like, they're short staffed. So they pulled the entire academy out and just put them right on trucks.
Who didn't even know what they were doing yet?
Right. Yeah. Cool. I mean, they're all qualified EMTs and paramedics, but they don't know the specific rules and procedures for Detroit.
Yeah.
So they're learning on the job, but they're just like, okay, go save some people's lives. Oh my goodness. That's when it got scary to me because then I knew, okay, he's going to be exposed every single night to people who have the virus. And then he's coming home to our family. And I'm not necessarily afraid of getting it. I almost at this point just want to get it and get it over with. We don't thankfully have any underlying health conditions. So like if we did get it, it likely would not be bad, but I know that's not across the board, you know, truth.
Yeah.
So
how do you handle, he comes home at night, very likely has been exposed. What are you doing with like the kids or what's happening?
Yeah. So he works nights. So he comes home in the morning before we wake up, like right around the same time we wake up, and he just strips in the back hallway, takes his clothes down to the laundry machine. And then
the laundry machine. I like that. Is that something you say where you live?
No, you know, as it came out, I was like, that doesn't sound right.
Okay. Just curious.
The machine that does laundry,
mm-hmm.
The washer and dryer. And then he goes up and takes a shower. We have a back staircase. So he never comes into the to the physical house until he's showered.
Oh, that's great that you have that set up.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Awesome. We consider quarantining me.
Yeah.
Because sadly, my husband hasn't seen his parents, who both have very serious conditions. He hasn't seen them for as long as this has all started because of me. And I feel bad about that. But I mean, I don't know what else to do. We don't have like an additional, we don't have an area where I could live and everybody else still have a bathroom and a shower situation. So I don't know.
Yeah. It's a weird thing. I know. I just don't know how it's all going to end. It's going to be very interesting. Like, it's not going to end for a long time.
It makes me sad because I think we already were so isolated. And now, like, when I go out to the store or whatever, nobody even wants to stand by each other. You know, which I don't know. Part of me thinks, like, I mean, I don't know. I some people are doing some things I find a little over the top. But that doesn't mean that I'm right. It means that I'm probably going to get the virus. I don't know.
No, I know what you mean, though, because you'll see people like throwing footballs from 6 feet away to each other. And you're like, but wait, like that's you're touching the football, like the distance then no longer becomes.
You might as well be kissing. Yeah. Like you didn't learn germ theory. You know, it's like, yeah. And so the things that we all are like hitting on certain things that are a very big deal, but none of us are hitting on the same ones. And so it just, the whole thing feels a little silly in some respects.
Yeah. Have you seen that post going around that's like, they're telling me to stay inside, but then to go out and enjoy nature. And they're telling me to order groceries, but then to wipe, like just how it's, no one knows.
No.
Like, or like, don't wear a mask because it doesn't do any good, but wear a mask whenever you go out.
Like, yeah. I heard that there's a guy who went into a really nice grocery store and just said he just threatened to kill everybody who wasn't wearing a mask. I'm like, that is serious. He is pro-mask. I wanted to take a minute and tell you about one of today's sponsors, Noom. Noom is the habit change program that explains how your mind works so you can understand why you make the decisions you make and feel empowered to change for good. Maybe you're like me and you have a goal to eat better so that you feel better and you don't have to buy new pairs of pants. With Noom, my coach Emily, I know, such a good name. She messages me with encouragement and reminds me of my goals. She's like a virtual cheerleader. Noom also has short and sweet lessons that make you chuckle. They really are funny. They teach you about your specific eating habits and give you tools to break bad habits and replace them with better ones. But Noom isn't going to take over your life. They suggest just about 10 minutes a day. Noom is also not here to shame you. So if you get off track, they just give you tips to get back on track tomorrow. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your virtual trial today at Noom, Noom.com/MSW. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/MSW to start your trial today. That's Noom, Noom.com/MSW.
So are your patients, do they live there?
They do. And when I thought, oh my gosh, nobody's going to come to... It's just been the opposite. Everyone's like, I got more time than I've ever had. I'm going to go to treatment. So we're full. We've never been full before.
Wow. So more people check themselves in once they found out they were going to be quarantined?
Yeah, because they can't go to work maybe, or they've watched everything on Netflix. I really don't know, but they are coming over. So we're
that's
full.
Great.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So...
Well, maybe cool. Are you busy? So super busy.
We're so busy, but that's fine. We've had it in our facility. We've had staff with it. And I had a telemed visit with my doctor yesterday just because it was time. And she said the last three positive cases she had, they had GI issues.
Yeah, I've heard this.
But that's not what they're saying are the main three. The shortness of breath, dry cough, fever.
Right. And then sometimes GI issues. And sometimes...
Losing taste.
Losing taste and smell. You're right. That's Forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, okay, what were you saying about Brooklyn? Were you going to go to New York?
Well, I just got a little bit super duper tired of patients who think that their problems are really big when, in fact... There are people who are having gigantic problems right now. Maybe I could help them. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I just wanted to haul off and go to New York. Mm-hmm. My husband said, I love your heart. You're not going to New York. So,
well, can you come to Detroit? Will he let you come?
He won't. He won't let me go anywhere.
That's sweet.
I guess. So, okay.
So we can't solve any COVID problems.
No, we don't even exactly understand. You've seen all the things we don't understand. We've exposed all of that just now.
Right. Yeah.
So is there anything that you're doing that helps you during this time? What's working on your good days?
Routine. I love routine.
Okay.
Like, I look forward to getting up and getting coffee and sitting on a chair while Gavin drinks his milk and everyone gets on their screens. So we have like an hour of screen time before school.
Okay.
Then we try to do school. Everyone has a Zoom call at 10 a.m. with their teachers. So I have three simultaneous Zoom calls to like set up and make sure are happening. And then I try to have school done by Gavin's nap, which is at 12:30. And then everyone's got to leave me alone while Gavin sleeps until 2:30. On a good day. And then before it started snowing this week, we used to go, I know, it's like terrible thing upon terrible thing. We would go outside as soon as Gavin woke up for like the next 2 hours. And then it was dinner time. And then Gavin goes to sleep at 6:30. So then it was his bed. Like, it just helped. I had like this kind of similar-ish schedule routine every day, and that just helps move things along. So that's good. I have not gotten to binge watch any shows. I did one puzzle.
Yeah, everybody's talking about how much bored they are, and I haven't experienced that.
I have not either. So yeah, I would like another shot at quarantine someday when I'm in a better stage of life.
As an empty nester, quarantine me up.
Then you wouldn't be able to see your grandkids. Like, that's sad too.
It's going to take, don't understand the big deal about grandkids. I'm going to be honest. I don't foresee myself hoping my children procreate.
You're not going to love? Are you saying you're not going to love your grandchildren?
No.
What are you saying?
What are you saying, you monster? No, what I'm saying is I don't understand the giant obsession with grandchildren. I don't get it.
Oh. Okay.
You've discovered something new about me and you don't like it.
Oh.
That made you want to cuss?
I'm just surprised.
So you're telling me that you're like super pumped about grandkids one day.
It feels like you have all the benefits and the cute parts of having children, but you don't have to deal with any of the tantrums. You just get to do all the fun things.
Yeah.
You get to see them when you want to see them. You get to send them home when you want to send them home.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. There's just nothing in me is like, oh my gosh, that's going to be amazing someday. Mm-mm. I'll do it.
Yeah, you will.
I will see my grandkids, okay? This is my solemn oath to you. But
okay, what's 58-year-old Emily? What is she doing with her life?
Oh gosh. Not running marathons.
Okay.
Can I tell you how happy I was when that got canceled?
Oh my gosh.
That was the best thing that's happened in this whole situation.
You were saved by the bell there.
Literally was saved by the pandemic. And I got a refund. It's so cool. I didn't just have to like be embarrassed and like shamefully not run it.
You got paid to not run it.
Oh my goodness. Couldn't have gone better.
Good enough. And then from now on, you can just say, I tried to run a marathon. I was ready and they would not let me run.
Yeah.
What else can you do?
I'm the victim.
Yeah.
I don't know what I want to do when I'm 58. Probably be a nurse practitioner. That's all I can kind of think of right now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Things are weird with right now with the podcast. Sponsors are dropping out because of the virus. And I have two people to pay.
Yeah.
I have two mouths to feed. I'm just kidding. I don't think I probably feed their mouths.
No, seriously, though. That's like, we haven't even touched on what this is doing to small businesses.
I know. Tell me about Better Life Bags. Y'all are making masks. But you couldn't find elastic.
Right.
So now where are you at?
Well, we found some elastic. I like went to scrounged, dug in dirt holes and found. No, I ordered some.
You asked all the moles in the neighborhood. You went down in there. The rabbits.
I was almost about to ask people to pull off their fitted sheets and cut out all the elastic and send it to us.
To everybody, there's no part of your life that doesn't suck now. The sheets don't even stay on the bed when you sleep. But can I have that elastic? That is something I would not have done that for you.
It's good to know. Good to know where your boundaries are.
I don't want grandkids and I will not give you my elastic. Everyone has a different idea of what a comfortable temperature is. Not feeling your unique comfortable temperature can contribute to lost productivity, increased stress levels, or in my case, I get mad when I'm trying to enjoy a meal, study, or even record a podcast. I recently tried Ember Wave. It's the first bracelet that helps you feel colder or warmer at the press of a button. Ember's mission is to bring thermal wellness to the world. Ember Wave was invented by three MIT scientists who are passionate about using temperature to help every person feel better physically and emotionally. It's not just about feeling relief from undesirable temperatures. Ember's thermal waveforms can also help reduce stress and improve your sleep because they activate this interoceptive region of the mind. I don't even understand it, but it's a true thing. And these parts of the mind control social emotion and pleasure. And if that doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what will. Thankfully, they're a lot smarter than us and they figured out how to make us feel comfortable and make our emotions more comfortable. So now through Mother's Day, you can receive $50 off your order as part of Ember's site-wide Mother's Day sale by heading to emberwave.com/MSW. Again, that's emberwave.com/MSW, and you'll get 70% off your order this Mother's Day. All right, ladies, listen up. This could literally save your life. How many times have you felt unsafe walking to your car alone? I know I have, for sure. InvisiWare has beautiful jewelry that could literally save your life with a touch of a button. Their beautiful fashion accessories have a button that allows you to alert up to 5 people or even 911 if you need help. And they even send your exact GPS location. It lets you do this in a fast and discreet way when you don't have time to reach for your cell phone. Best of all, there are no subscriptions or monthly fees. InvisiWare has already saved many lives, from a young woman in a car accident to an elderly woman with a medical emergency. InvisiWare makes a perfect gift for yourself or your loved ones with a beautiful selection of necklaces, keychains, and bracelets. I have a black keychain that I use, and I love it. We want you to get your hands on one of your very own InvisiWare pieces so that you and your loved ones can have peace of mind that help is only a button away. Right now, we have a special offer just for our listeners. Go to InvisiWare.com/MSW and get $10 off your first purchase. It'll be applied automatically at checkout. That's InvisiWare.com/MSW. Plus, if you order today, you're going to get free 2-day shipping. So don't wait. Go to InvisiWare.com/MSW now for this special limited time offer. So you found it and now you're back to making masks, or what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, we're making masks because the CDC has told everybody to wear a mask when they go outside their door. So some counties, it's a law now that they have to wear it when they're out. There's been different people who have been not allowed into Sam's Club because they don't have one on. So
wow.
I feel like various counties are being more strict about the mask wearing. I'll be interested to see where the mask wearing goes, like if it's going to lose steam or if it does become like a norm for us in the future.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. So we're making masks because people are asking us to. And honestly, we can't, we're shut down. Like, we can't make bags legally. Like, the government has said, you cannot go to your workplace.
And they can't do it from their houses? How's that
somebody,
work?
Somebody would still have to go to the workplace to cut the material and then deliver it to their home. But then that goes a step further in that none of our suppliers are shipping anything. So even if we could, we don't have any leather. Like, we don't have, or we have very little leather left. So it just, it goes further and like, as soon as you come up with, oh, but couldn't we do this? It's like, okay, well, no, because we can't get this, you know, or like, it's just, it's a snowball effect. And so I'm grateful that people are buying masks and we're making 300 a week. It's not a ton, but it's what feels reasonable, because I also don't want my employees overworked during this time when they're already have their kids home and it's already kind of a scary time. So
I couldn't buy masks from you. Have you made it to where people can buy masks from you now?
Yes. So before, when the CDC and everyone was saying, don't wear a mask because the healthcare workers need them, we took up sponsorships of masks.
Yeah.
And these were not masks that hospital workers were wearing. These were masks that like senior centers were wanting, or cancer treatment centers, to just get, be an extra layer of protection. So we... Yeah, our customers are just amazing. Hmm. It was basically like a GoFundMe, but just on our website, you know? So they just went on there and they bought hundreds and hundreds of masks. And we worked for 4 weeks total, probably. We wrapped them up today, of making all these masks for healthcare workers that were like sponsored by people who would not receive the masks, you know?
It was
just really
cool.
And then for the last three, we're on week 3 of taking orders. So we have different ship dates. Like, the first ship date is, I don't know, 2 weeks from now. And we're already on a May 11th ship date for masks, like all the way that far out. I just did a big sale. Like, I'm selling everything that I possibly can, you know, like all of our ready to ship stuff.
Yeah.
Anything that's sitting around, we've pretty much sold it all. Because my goal is to continue to pay everybody their normal paycheck, so that no, even if they're not working.
Gosh.
So that's, I don't know how long we can go, but that's the goal.
How are you doing, like, emotionally with that? Does that feel like a heavy weight, or are you just taking it day by day? Or
it was very stressful at the beginning when the shelter in place orders and the, like, what can we do? Who's essential? Who's not essential? There was a time where in the governor's clause, it said one or two essential personnel can go in, which would work great for us because we, until we run out of leather, but you know, like we could send one or two people into work. They could deliver everything to people's homes. But then the governor kept getting on and saying, if you are not essential to life, you should not be working. And so just like felt more and more, even though that clause was in there, it said something specific, like to allow work at home, you can have one or two essential workers facilitate work at home. I was like, oh, that's like exactly what we couldn't do.
Yeah.
But her words were saying much different. And now I think the clause, I mean, she's changed it so many times or like pushed the date out. And I think we're now at April 30th, but that's going to change, I'm sure.
Yeah, they finally today said, y'all, your kids aren't going back to school.
Yeah, well, we've had that for 3 weeks now. Okay. We've known that.
I figure. I mean, I knew it. We just didn't get told that.
Yeah. Today, so. Yeah, so I'm feeling better now because I'm just in the midst of it. It's just survival mode and pivoting left and right every single day. There was one point where I felt like I have never made this many decisions, like this many huge decisions in the course of a week, you know, I was making decisions on, do we shut everything down? Do we lay people off? Do we start making masks? How do we, like, just all these huge decisions plus, okay, now all my kids are home and they've got to learn how to get on Zoom and they've like it. I'm better now because it's more, we're in more of a routine. It's more normal. It's weird, but
it's so weird that it's normal. But yes,
we applied for that small business stimulus. I don't know if you heard about it.
Yeah,
it was a disaster.
The application?
Well, they got on and it basically sounded like our lifesaver. They were going to provide 8 weeks of payroll for businesses affected, businesses who basically can't go into work. Or actually, they didn't even say that. Any business or sole proprietor or gig worker or contractor could apply for it regardless of if they were affected or not. So we applied the first day and didn't hear anything from our bank for 10 days. Like they screwed it up. So they're out of money. And
so you didn't get it?
No, we didn't get it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I saw just now that like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and all these huge ones are getting it.
Yeah, it pisses me off.
That is like, so messed up.
I think I read that same article where Ruth's, the steakhouse, made like $41 million in profit last year. And yet they needed 8 weeks of pay. Like, really?
So messed up.
And I was asking for a fraction of $2 million, you know, like pennies compared. It's a disaster. So it's a real big bummer. But I mean, I keep trying to tell myself, like, my hope was not in the stimulus package. Like, my hope is not in that. My hope is in God. And but it sure would have been nice, you know, like. Yeah. So.
Gosh. Yeah. So everybody buy masks.
Right.
Oh, but don't want leather masks. Don't even ask for them. She don't have leather. And that would be really hot. And you'd probably suffocate.
That feels like really wrong to make a leather face mask. Doesn't that feel kind of like...
It's like you're wearing another skin. Ew.
I'm thinking worse than you are.
Oh. So
I'll just let it go.
Okay, good. Because I don't.
Okay.
I'm not there.
It's like handcuffs. You'd wear handcuffs and a...
Oh my God.
Okay. Leather mask. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know either. All right. I don't like what this has done to you. Oh, man.
All right. Do we have problems to solve?
Well, I mean, yeah, but we're like basically out of time.
That's okay. Gosh. This could just be a learn that Rebecca started cussing episode.
Yeah. I mean, that's the moral of this story. So you heard about my entertainment center problem?
Oh my gosh, Emily.
We're still fixing all of that.
I'm so glad that Home Advisor like covered you guys like that.
Yeah, they yes. It's still going to be like 2 months before we get the check from them, but a check is coming. So it was so good. And I was such a dummy and I paid him as friends of family. So PayPal's like, sorry, kid.
I didn't even think about that, that they wouldn't back you.
They won't help me. But so anyway, half of it's getting paid back. So it's great.
Oh my gosh.
But we still have his tools. So he's coming back at some point.
No, he might have his gun.
I know. And we keep telling the kids, don't answer the door. And then as soon as the doorbell rings, those jokers open it up and let whoever in.
I feel like the police need to come get his tools and be the mediator.
Well, I mean, I think that we're just going to say, hey, we have your tools if you want to come get them and just let him know, like, no bad feelings. Just don't ever come back.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. He maybe will leave the tools and we have new tools. I'm not sure. But
that'd be exciting.
I don't want those tools.
Can sell them on Facebook Marketplace. That's another thing that's interesting to me is Facebook Marketplace is still open. But yet our gardens, like we're not allowed to go buy paint or plants.
Help me understand that. Cause I heard the other day some girl was like, yeah, they wouldn't even let me buy a laundry basket cause it wasn't essential at Walmart. And I was like, is just only part of the store open? Is that the deal?
I think so. I have not ventured outside my home in forever, so I don't have eyes on the scene. But that's from what I understand. Although Neil went to Target this morning for groceries and bought the kids Lego sets. So I think it's probably store to store has different policies.
But. Yeah, because there's like lines outside our stores and they're mm-hmm. checking how many people are in the store. But you can buy anything you want.
Yeah. I know. That's why people in Michigan are really mad this week. Isn't it kind of cool that we all are experiencing something at the same time, though? Don't you find that kind of comforting?
Kind of unifying?
Yeah. I also feel like I've never had so much Instagram content that everyone can relate to.
Oh, that's good. Kind of gone off Instagram.
That's okay.
I think it wasn't always good for me.
Yeah, we all deal with our stress in different ways. I hop on more.
Yeah. I've started doing lots of those meal kits where they send you a meal and then you cook it.
Oh, yeah.
Where you deliver it. One was a sponsor. Every plate. Coupon code MSW. Anyway, and really love that one. I've tried several other ones. I still love that one the best. And this
what makes
week,
them different?
Well, they're really affordable. It's not the packaging's not fancy, but it's not bad at all. It's just basic. But the food's also not stuffy, so my kids love it. Mm-hmm. But it's also it's also healthy. So I think that some of them are like so down home that I'm like, I can't handle this many noodles and everything's fried. And I think that's fine. I'm not against that. But then some of them are like so fancy that I don't like arugula.
Oh, I love arugula.
I don't like it.
It's like spicy.
It is. It's confusing. My mouth is like, I'm sorry. Can you decide what you are? Because you're a leaf and you're hot. So stop it. Anyway. I have been buying more things online, and I accidentally had several meal delivery things sent this week. So we have so much food, and you have to cook it all, right? And so I'm like, oh my gosh, I've just been in the kitchen for days.
Man, we've been having so much frozen pizza and boxed things and frozen meals. It hit me a couple days ago. I was like, you don't have to eat like this. Like, you can still make a meal that you enjoy eating.
Yeah, but it does. It just feels like we're in disaster mode. Like, yeah. Almost like you can't. Like, I was in Target the other day and I heard two women over talking. I overheard two women talking about what meal they were going to make. And I was like, that's funny. Like, you're planning meal. I don't know, because it doesn't occur to me. I only cook the things that come to my house because I have to. So it doesn't go bad. But they're like planning. It's like they're actually still living their lives. It's so weird.
Like, a pandemic is not going on. I know. It really was kind of like comforting to me. And I don't enjoy cooking or meal planning, but just the fact that, like, I can still do that.
You sure can.
So I did. I made Change Your Life chicken today. Have you had that before?
I have had it. It's so good.
So good. I have never done a meal box.
I really like every plate.
I know. I've always thought they're too expensive. But if you say that this one's a little more reasonable, I'll go check them out.
Yeah, it's reasonable. And the flavors are so good. And then I don't have to think about anything. I don't have to plan it, shop for it. I just think it's fun. And I take them to work. So it basically is, for me and my husband, breakfast. I mean, lunches and dinners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't factor my kids in because they might not eat it anyhow.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, why are you wasting that?
Right. That was $2 a bite. The other day, Jonah asked, so what's for dinner tonight? I was like, well, we have some soup cans in the pantry. And he's like, we're at that stage already.
Oh, shoot.
We are.
That is so
His
funny.
Teacher came today and sat outside our front window and talked to him through the window. Oh, so cute.
Why? Just to say hi?
Yeah, just to say hi.
That is so sweet.
I know.
Was he pumped?
Yeah, he was really excited.
I love that. My neighbor has been doing amazing chalk art on her front sidewalk.
Wow. She's one of those people that has the time on her hands.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess. No, she has kids. I mean, she's doing all the same stuff, but that's like her outlet is. She's the one who made the Mom's Traveling Well t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. I do love those so much.
I know. I see you wearing them sometimes.
I do. And if I wear it, I wear it for 3 or 4 days straight.
I know.
Yeah. That's how I do all my outfits.
It's the quarantine way. I'm sending this to you right now because it's so amazing. She's entering it in for our, like, town has a competition or whatever. And so it's about loving your town. So it says, and I'll put this on Instagram too, but it says parks, libraries, arts, neighbors, and opportunities. And do you see that?
Yes. Oh my goodness sake. Does she cry when it rains?
I know. It would be so sad. I'd be out there like pouring some kind of sealant on it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
That is really, I've never seen chalk art done like this.
I know. And I think, well, what on earth did I do today?
I know.
Not that. It's fine.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Well, guys, I don't know. I don't think I have anything else.
Yeah, me either.
We both didn't really feel like even doing this at all. And we've talked for 41 minutes. So what else do you people want from us?
Okay.
Ooh, you always seem to get me smiling. Ooh, no matter what you do.